If they're trying to intimidate you and you refuse to participate, then they've got nothing. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you taking the time. Today, I want to talk about something that is, it's kind of all about time, but not really about time. It's about energy. I've been spending a lot of time talking about communication and you having your say and you being a better communicator, me being a better communicator, us being better communicators. Some of that means that you speak more clearly, so that you speak to whoever's hearing you so that they can understand you. Some of it is that you build your listening skills so that when they come back with their response, and notice I said response, not reaction, when they come back with their response, that you are able to take it in. And therefore, we all build our skills at communicating and making things better and easier on all of us. Here's the problem. I know, immediately there's a wrench in the works. And here's the thing. A lot of what I'm talking about, bottom line, is about where you put your attention, right? It's so important to think about this. Where are you putting your attention? Because let me tell you something. Where you put your attention is where you put your energy. And your energy, ultimately, is everything. I ride motorcycles, and one of the things that they teach you when they are teaching you how to ride motorcycles, one of the things that they say is where you look is where you'll go. And that's crucial because where you look is where you'll go. What you say is what you mean. Where you are looking to take a conversation, to take communication, to take anything, where you're looking to take it is probably where you're going to go. And that may or may not be the best thing for you. That's something to remember, right? Just because you think it's what's best doesn't mean it's actually what's best. Yikes. But, or rather, and, since I'm trying to remove but from my vocabulary, just like I'm trying to remove should, I should do this, I should do that from my vocabulary, I'm also trying to remove the word but. Because there's an inherent argument in between the two clauses of a sentence where you put in a but. Imagine, if you will, this. Someone's just asked you to go to the store, and your response is, oh, I'm really tired, and I'll go to the store for you, versus, oh, I'm really tired, but I'll go to the store for you. You hear the difference? In one of them, you're like, I am tired. I'm admitting that. And I still want to do you this favor. The other one, you're going, I'm tired. But even though I'm tired, I'll do you this favor. There's a weird sort of contrast between those two, right? And what we want to do is we want to decide before we start saying anything whether or not we're actually going to approach it from the and place or the but place. And the two are different. And a lot of what this ends up being is, where are you going to put your energy? Are you going to try including everything? Or are you going to try and make the contrast between the two? I want to do this, but I'm tired. I want to do this and I'm tired. Two totally different things. And so the question that I have for you as I talk about this today is, where are you putting your energy? Where are you putting your attention? I've already asked this earlier in the episode, but I'm coming back to it because it's so important, right? If you have decided that you're going to pay attention to somebody pissing you off, then your energy is going to go towards putting a fire underneath that hurt or that anger or that sorrow. And is that helpful, right? If you made the decision that, I'm so mad at that person. Okay, you're mad at them. And you can either keep feeding that or you can go, you know what? I'm going to let it go. And personal story time. I have a neighbor. My neighbor upstairs is probably certifiably insane. I don't know, but she does have anger management issues. She screams. She shouts. She calls me names. She's threatened me. It's been pretty bad. And this past weekend was sort of the worst one, the worst interaction with her. And I was really upset about it. I'm going to be very honest. And I was putting a whole lot of energy toward being upset about her. And so that meant that I didn't sleep much Sunday night. And I woke up Monday and just sort of went, wait a minute. Why did I give her so much power? Why did I give her so much of my energy to such an extent that I barely slept last night? Why does she deserve that kind of power over me? She doesn't. And so it was an eye-opening, completely awakening moment for me that I went, huh, I spent so much energy being angry and being upset that I was wasting it on her. I was giving her much more power than she deserves. Huh, isn't that something? So the question then becomes, how much energy do you want to give to the negative crap in your life? You have to ask yourself that. Is this negative thing that's happening, is this thing that's upsetting me, is this thing that's pissing me off worth any of my time, attention, or energy? Whenever something happens that could potentially piss you off, ask yourself that question. Is this worth me donating, giving away my energy? And to me, this woman is not worth it. Despite my considerable skills in communication, when I say anything to her, she immediately starts screaming. And this weekend I asked her, I said, why are you yelling? And she said, because that's just how I am. And I went, okay, there is no discussion to be had here. And I walked away. I had to walk away. There was nothing else I could do. And so when I woke up Monday morning and went, oh, This is the realization. I can do that with the entire relationship. I can just let her go. Let her not be in my life. That's it. Like, she's going to impact me on physical, realistic sense because she still lives upstairs and she's still noisy at all odd hours. All of that, yes. But how upset I get about it is entirely up to me. She's going to do what she's going to do, and I can do what I can do. And what I can do is I don't have to be pissed off at what someone else has done. What she's done is her own path. What she thinks is her own path. I don't have to let it impact me. And so that was the decision I came to. And it's freeing. It's so freeing to finally go, you know what? You're not that important in my life. And in a few months, I will move out and I will never see you again. Ta-da! Isn't that amazing? Just kind of going, So the question I have for you, in your relationships, in the communication that you are trying to have with people, in the interactions that you're trying to have with people or that you're having with people, how much of what you're doing, how much of your energy is being put to good use versus how much of it are you wasting? Are you wasting energy on people who are not making you a priority? Are you wasting energy on people who don't treat you the way you deserve to be treated? Are you wasting your energy on anyone who does not give you their energy back? Because that's what it is. It's a waste, right? I say this to my coaching clients all the time. Don't make someone a priority who only treats you like an afterthought. I'm going to say that again because I think it's that important. Do not make someone a priority if they only treat you like an afterthought. And if someone is yelling at you, they only get to keep yelling if you stand there and keep listening. You can leave. You can go, you know what? I'm out. This is not something I choose to have impact my life. I'm going to go away and just go away. There's an old bumper sticker or something that said, what if they held a war and nobody came? Well, what if somebody's screaming and suddenly they're screaming at no one? Why? Because you went away, right? If they're trying to scream at you, and you just walk away, if they're trying to bully you and you just don't let them, if they're trying to intimidate you and you refuse to participate, then they've got nothing. So you need to bear that in mind. It's super important. Where are you putting your attention? Where are you putting your energy? And I'm here to tell you, only give your attention to things that deserve your attention. It's the best way I know how to say it, because what gets your attention is automatically what gets your energy. So if you're putting your attention to things that are fundamentally not good for you, that are fundamentally wasting time, that are wasting energy, you're also putting your energy towards those things. So evaluate for yourself every day. Where am I putting my attention? Where am I putting my energy? And only put your attention and your energy towards things that are towards your highest good. That's the most important thing you can do. And the same thing goes with conversations and communication. If people are not responding to you the way you need them to respond to you, you can either try a different way, or if you realize, like I did this weekend, that there is no way to have a substantive interaction, then sometimes you just have to walk away. It's the same with sales. And you know, and thinking about it, it's the exact same thing with if you're trying to sell something to someone. If they're not going to buy, you know it. Don't sell them. Offer. And then if they're not interested, go on to the next person. Don't waste your time. Time is the only thing that's important, honestly, because that's finite. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your attention. Don't waste your energy. That's the best way I know how to say it. So again, where are you putting your attention? Where are you putting your energy? And are those things going towards your highest good? If they are, great. If they're not, go back to question number one and see if you can change that answer. All right, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about reaction versus response. I think it's really important. So come on back tomorrow to get more interesting and hopefully useful information on communication and where you're putting your time and energy. Until next time, I remind you, as always, to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.